My name is Steve Labishnik, and I was the station manager at CFUV in the early 80s when we first went on air. I had a program the first few years. I started out doing a rhythm and blues and soul music program. I called it A Shot of Rhythm and Blues. You know, as many young people, you know, you're searching for meaning and searching for a career path or life path and not sure, you know, what really calls out to you and what you can really relate to or what you love doing. I always knew that I loved music. Look how it's turned out. I'm fortunate now to have my own music store and have been operating a fascinating rhythm for over 21 years now in Nanaimo.
I'm Rochelle. I guess I started at the station close to 5 years ago now. I started as a volunteer, and I actually came up to the station. I was a student at UVic, and that would have seemed like the natural thing to wander into the basement and discover this little subterranean world. But instead, it was actually while I was working and not going to school, I was volunteering with a blind volunteer and helping them burn CDs. When I was coming, I didn't even really register that you could do this yourself. It took me like a few times of coming down here to realize that if you just volunteer, you can do this too. My position was the volunteer coordinator position for a couple years, and by far the rewarding side of the job was just seeing people latch on to it and introducing them to something and then just watching them make what they will of it.
My name is Ian Cochran. Been here at CFUV since, I guess the very beginning, when we used to just broadcast into the washrooms and I think maybe the Commons Block cafeteria. That was about it. Yeah, I do a jazz show now. I started out doing a much more kind of eclectic mix that was kind of, I guess what I was trying to do was kind of like old style FM radio where you could play whatever you wanted and if it, you weren't worried about genres, and so you could play some rock, and you could play some folk, and you could play some jazz, and you could play, you know, some classical music or whatever you wanted to do. Some people go away, they come back. Some people go away, they say, you talk to them, they say, oh, I should really try to get back into that. But life intervenes. They have other things they need to do. I guess, I don't know. They just seemed like a thing that I liked doing it, and I just kept on doing it.
I'm France Gervais. I'm one of the radio hosts of Route Francophone. This show had been happening at the station for, more than 9 years. I mean, I arrived at the station in 2000, and the show was very well listened to years before my arrival at the station. Over the years, I did some shows that were really focused on some services available for francophone or francophiles. I have a vast interest in our artists here in Canada and also on the local scene. So, and I mean here at BC, we have very talented people and they need a place where they can be listened to. And I think it's very important as one of the mission of this station here. We want to be close to these artists. We want to share our passion for their work with our listeners. And I think it's what makes the show interesting and also pertinent.
I'm Kate Pasika, and I was station manager at CFUV from approximately sometime in 1992. Well, I remember we had not only a lot of great volunteers from the community, but of course we had a lot of really dedicated university students that were helping out with various aspects of the running of the station. I think the other thing was when I first worked in campus community radio, there weren't as many women doing either the production side or the technical side, and I was one of the few women doing that kind of thing when I first got involved. I felt very strongly about making sure that we were able to encourage and support the volunteers and help, especially the women that were more intimidated with the equipment and with the technical side of things, help them become more comfortable. And that was one of the satisfying aspects of being active during those years, because it was new ground being broken for many. It had been more of a guys kind of club type of thing in the earlier days, I guess. And I know, from coming from Toronto too, that was certainly the case as well. Not that there weren't some women doing programming, but there were definitely more men doing programming.
My name is Andrea Wong, and I am currently the music assistant, or a music assistant, here at the station. Previously, I've also been the development assistant, which is now called the promotions and outreach person, and I've been a programmer for around 5 years now. I started when I was 16 years old, and in grade 10 at school, that's when I attended my first orientation anyways. The way the station allows different generations of people to interact and lots of different kinds of people to interact with lots of different sorts of interests, but all kind of intersecting around radio and, yeah, this interest in just knowledge, but in a really informal setting is really great.
My name is Eric LeBlanc. I came to Victoria in late December of 1979. So we had this radio show called Steve and I called A Shot of Rhythm and Blues. And I also had another show with a wonderful person in Victoria who's retired now. He's in his late 70s, Brian Dale, jazz enthusiast, well, jazz authority, actually. And we did a show together on Sunday night. I would do the blues and Brian would do the jazz. So I had two shows for a period of time. And then I think it must have been early 83, maybe 84. I'm not sure what year that was. I started Let the Good Times Roll, which is on Wednesday evenings. And I do fill-ins on jazz stuff, because right now I'm teaching the jazz history at the Victoria Conservatory of Music. So I if anything, I'm more reading more about jazz than anything, because I have to keep up with the students, or at least bring up my chops.
Hey there, my name is Janet Rogers, and I live here on Coast Salish land. I've been a happy resident here since 1994, so I've been here for 15 years. And I'm Mohawk Tuscarora from Six Nations Territory, and I'm the host of Native Waves Radio on CFUV. And that show has been up and running since February of 2007, so we're coming up to 3 years, and have been really enjoying my, I'll call it a responsibility as a programmer on CFUV to bring news and information and what's new in the Native music scene to the people in Victoria and beyond. And I do get a lot of feedback from people who live outside of Victoria, which really is encouraging. As a result of being in the position of introducing new Native music to the community, I'm also fortunate to have been invited to jury the CAMA Awards, which is the Canadian Aboriginal Music Awards, and also the Junos a couple of times as well. And when you are invited to jury, you get sent like a schlag of music. So I've been lucky to, be able to introduce new music by way of those award shows, by those music award shows. And it helps me to educate myself into what's happening out there as well. And there's a lot. Like, trust me, I can barely keep up these days. The Native music scene is so alive and kicking right now.
My name is Ashley Kissman. I am now the volunteer coordinator here at CFUV. I've worked my way up. I started here just about 3.5 years ago as a keen volunteer who really didn't know what she was getting herself into. I really fell in love with the Women's Collective here at CFUV, and that's how I really got involved. My first interview was interviewing my mom and my sister about what it meant to be a multiracial and biracial in white society, and that was my first interviewing experience. And from there, it really just took off. The Women's Collective coordinator was Katie Kish, and she was really influential on me to really want to make a difference. And I realized I could with my voice. All of a sudden, I could get ideas out there that I was talking about in my university classrooms. I could also share with the rest of the community. As I finished my undergrad with a poli-sci major and a women's studies minor, that I really wanted to be a journalist, a broadcast journalist. And ended up in Kansas City, Missouri for 10 weeks to complete my internship with NPR, and it was mind-blowing. It was an education that a university classroom just could never provide, and I would have never gotten that internship had I not had this experience at CFUV.